Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to a special Sunday edition of Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the gloves are well and truly off. Take your seats for the biggest battle in decades. Meghan and Harry get set for showdown with the royals. That's the Mail Plus headline as we all get ready for a big day of royal television. Tonight, of course, is the big Oprah special. But first, Her Majesty takes center stage. So stick with me through four paragraphs and then we can get to the juicy stuff. The Queen will be joined by a number of senior royals in a BBC One program, a celebration for Commonwealth Day. It will showcase the Queen's Commonwealth Day message, in which the monarch will pay tribute to the way in which communities across the families of nations have come together in response to the pandemic, according to a statement from Buckingham Palace. Prince Charles has also recorded a special message in which he will address the universal devastation caused by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as celebrating the critical work being carried out by nations across the Commonwealth to combat climate change and protect its unique landscapes, marine environments, and biodiversity. The special broadcast will also shine a light on Her Majesty's lifetime commitment to the Commonwealth. The monarch became head of the Commonwealth in 1952 when she was just 26 years old. Since then, it has grown from having 7 to 54 nation members, with the Queen undertaking more than 200 visits to the Commonwealth countries throughout her reign. But let's face it, what everyone wants is a sideshow. That is the Oprah Winfrey interview. Bevan Shells wrote for the Sydney Morning Herald. Has and Megs, as they now apparently like to be called, will sit down for the latest royal chat with the American talk show Queen. Things don't usually turn out so well when members of the royal family sit down for tell-all television interviews. The most recent, Prince Andrew's 2019 interrogation by BBC journalist Eberle Maitlis at the height of the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal, proved a career-ending train wreck. In a 1994 documentary, Prince Charles stoked public wrath by admitting he'd been unfaithful to Princess Diana. The following year, 23 million people in Britain watched as Diana declared, "There were three of us in this marriage." That Panorama interview, now the subject of an investigation over claims the journalist Martin Bashir tricked Diana into participating, triggered formal divorce proceedings. And onto the main event, we have quite the preview from Bruce Dernham speaking to The Mirror. Bruce is known as Believing Bruce, and he reads people's body language. So is Meghan Markle about to be exposed as the controlling other half? Which, if you read the internet forums around the world, many people are confident of this happening. Or will we see a calm, factual, and powerful lady ready to bring down the firm, as she has called the royal family in the trailer that has been released by CBS? Here we look at the non-verbal-based communication. What is really going on in Meghan's mind? What is the relationship between her and Oprah like? And is she holding anything back out of courtesy? Or is she ready to drop an explosive bombshell that could reverberate through the ages? The first thing to note here in the short trailers that have been released is that Meghan is mirroring the posture and seating position of Oprah. This would indicate a rapport between the two. You will notice that if you are comfortable with someone, they move, you move. They change, you change. It's as if you are both in a dance, one being led by the other. What this does indicate is the amygdala area of the brain, the seat of emotion, is not feeling any threat. You can contrast this with a disastrous interview given by Prince Andrew. The more the amygdala reacted, the more stressed he became as the questions became more pointed, the more he contorted in his seat. So there has been a bond created by Oprah towards Meghan, and that is reciprocated. That said, this may not be the fairest way to interview someone, although when asked a question, the hippocampus part of the brain will still retrieve those memories. The amygdala will fire less, as it is a friendly voice asking the questions. Sure, it will still fire, but not on the same scale as if it was an interviewer who was purely neutral. What is really interesting here is when Oprah asks, "How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?" They both adopt the thinker's position, which is where one arm comes up and the finger rests just below the chin. Now, this is often a sign of self-soothe, when we are telling ourselves it is okay to say what we want to say, or even giving permission to listen to what is coming from the other person. Tellingly, though, it forms a barrier between you and the other person. The arm comes across, at least partially, the torso area. This is where our vital organs sit. If you look at Oprah's body language, though, her left arm is held up high and out, exposing her vital organs. Because of this behavioral cluster, we could offer that she is indeed thinking. When we look at Meghan, however, her left hand is shielding her tummy area. Now, this could be because she is expecting, a natural defense and protect mechanism, or it could be that she is more comfortable. But what it does say is that although there is a lot of mirroring going on, it differs between the two when shielding the vital organ area of the body. More analysis and preview from Believing Bruce after the break.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Believing Bruce picked up on Meghan using the term the firm. She also follows up by using the words playing games. Now, the use of the words and the cadence and inflection that she utilizes gives us a feeling of the royal family being bullies, ganging up against her and Harry. She could have said the royal family, but she chose to use words that make us feel differently. Remember, these may be words that she actually uses, but to be fair and balanced, we need to be mindful of how we are impacted by these words. No more, no less. She also offers this with an open palm gesture. This is telling because it's a gesture that indicates she feels that she is no threat. Think about you. The last time you were asked, did you do it? One of our first reactions is to raise our shoulders, the tortoise effect, which protects our neck from attack. Our arms go out to the side and palms are raised towards the questioner to show that we have nothing to harm them and it wasn't us. This would indicate a genuine response, or at least she does not see the threat in her that she believes the royal family sees. If you look at where Meghan's eyes go when answering the question, there is a definitive dive to the ground. This feeling is eliciting a negative response, but she is also recalling memories from this location. She is speaking about things that have happened. As she explains her answer, there is a couple of eye blocks. This indicates the question and her answer has recalled an event that she finds uncomfortable, or there is some type of non-truth within her answer. Her eyes then search when she talks about risk of losing things. You can see them sweep from the left and down to the right. Now, although she is talking about things that have been lost, the sweep would indicate she is looking to the future, imagining what she will be losing. This could be directly associated with the consequences of this interview. The only time when she looks remotely flustered is when she ends with, "There has been a lot that has been lost already." Her head moves in multiple directions. She closes her eyes for a prolonged period of time compared to previous eye blocks. Remember that emotional baseline is key. And she has a slight globus sensation, which is where the throat tightens. And just for a split second, she can't get her words out. The memories that are stored in the hippocampus and other areas of the brain are that strong that when recollected, this question and response phase impacts her instantly, and she gets that eruption of anger and adrenaline in an instant. That is why we see a totally different behavioral baseline of nonverbal clues. She has went from dormant, icy, and controlled to explosive within a fraction of a second. This is the intriguing part. What were her thoughts going on in there? Will that stress and anger that causes the reaction come out further in the interview? She is calm, factual, trying to control her words, but be of no doubt, there is an intense emotion there that we may just see glimpses of, or in its full glory, when the interview finally airs. We know we'll be watching and live tweeting at Palace Intrigue 1. That's at Palace Intrigue, the number one. If you'd like to chat during the special, tag us on Twitter. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.